With the ambulance gone, officers Fred Sparks and Raymond Bredé, joined by homicide detective Tim Blanche, began questioning the witnesses. On the sidewalk behind us, a curious crowd had begun to swarm like stirred-up bees. Someone said my name, and it buzzed from one mouth to another.
"That's Annie Kingston. You know who she is."
Even though the town hailed me as a hero, the whispers stung. My mere presence spelled extra sensationalism. I couldn't blame them. History was on their side. But I hated it. My eyes grazed the crowd and landed on Adam Bendershill, reporter from the Record Searchlight. He darted among people, jotting in his notepad. At that moment, he looked up, and our eyes met. I turned my back on him. Detective Blanche beckoned me and Jenna into the taped-off area, his face stern.
"You see the guy, Annie?"
His penetrating blue eyes bore into me. I suppressed a wince. Blanche was not one of my favorites at the Reading Police Department, to say the least. He was far too arrogant, with those raised eyebrows and a frequent curl to one side of his mouth. I didn't think he cared for me, either. I'd heard rumors of his cynical remarks about my belief in prayer and in God. Blanche was in his mid-40s, with three kids, the oldest of which had recently graduated from Foothill High. He had thick, salt-and-pepper hair and a large mole on his left cheek. I felt slack-limbed, shaky. Afraid not. Everything happened way too fast. He narrowed his eyes, almost in accusation, then glanced toward the store.
"Well, let's hope the security cameras did their job. Should have caught it, as long as the tape's in good condition."
"I hope so." Jenna mumbled agreement. The press of her lips bespoke her righteous anger over the entire affair. No doubt, she was rueing her own failure to grab her gun and go after the killer. If I hadn't been on top of her, that's exactly what she would have done. Might have gotten herself killed, too. My sister and I gave our statements. It seemed to take forever. By the time we finished, I could barely breathe. Anxiety snapped at me like some salivating beast.
"Get a grip, Annie. Think of the poor victim. At least you and Jenna are alive."
But I had a feeling this wouldn't be the end of it. One man was already dead, another wounded, and we were witnesses.